Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and our daily podcast now includes the whole show. It used to be one segment a day. Now it's the full thing. Sign up for our free daily podcast of The Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Well, New York skyline, very dotted by construction cranes these days. Some 250 are currently said to be in operation throughout the five boroughs in this era of the construction boom. But, of course, the collapse of the crane on the east side on Saturday has put construction safety back in the spotlight. The search for bodies continues. A fifth body was discovered just this morning and announced just since we went on the air, under the rubble there around 51st and 2nd. Joining me now is Adam Lisberg, staff reporter for the Daily News, who has looked into construction site safety in New York City. Adam, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here.
You've been covering this story since Saturday, and we're just getting word about that fifth fatality, unfortunately. What is underlying here? There was a Daily News series last year, I guess it was, about lack of oversight of construction sites when there's just so much construction going on.
That's right. The city has this unprecedented building boom going on, and it seems like it's left opportunity after opportunity for unscrupulous builders and people who want to cut corners to cause all sorts of trouble there. My colleague Brian Cates has done a lot of reporting about builders who were able to get away with putting extra stories onto buildings that weren't allowed under city code, about absolutely outrageous violations that even when neighbors would complain, buildings inspectors would sign off on it, would say that it's not a problem. Eventually, they lead to deaths. They lead to things falling off of high rises. The buildings department has gone in and announced crackdown after crackdown. And every time they crack down on, say, sidewalk sheds, then you see a new problem. In this case, it's a construction crane simply toppling over, which has never happened before in New York City.
And the Daily News did say yesterday that there was a contractor who warned the city about that particular crane just 2 weeks ago, and there was little reaction. What happened?
The fellow who lives across the street, I believe an engineer, an architect with a lot of expertise in this area, said that the crane going up simply wasn't stabilized enough. It needed to have more anchors tying it to the building under construction to hold it in place. The buildings department, there's some disagreement about how seriously that was responded to. Records show that an inspector showed up and signed off on it. The inspector told us he never went there. The Patricia Lancaster, the buildings commissioner, says whatever the truth is of that, they had crane inspectors on the scene last Friday doing a pre-approval inspection before they tried jacking up the crane this weekend. So if there were anything amiss, they would have seen it. What's at issue here is exactly what this gentleman across the street worried about. How well is this thing anchored in? And there are no rock-solid standards in the city building code, apparently. It's up to every crane manufacturer has different standards. And it raises the possibility that this thing was erected perfectly according to the standards, but the standards are written in such a way that one piece of steel falling down, knocking out a couple of beams, can make the entire thing fall over. That's what people are worried about.
Mayor Bloomberg also kind of perked my ears up yesterday when he said that though there were many violations, I guess, 13 violations at this construction site, he would not find that meaningful. Here's the mayor.
The violations had nothing to do with this, and every large construction site has violations.
Every large construction site has violations. What is someone supposed to make? What is a neighbor of a site supposed to make of an ongoing construction project that has 13 violations? Are they meaningless? Are they the cost of doing business? What is a violation? What does 13 violations mean?
They mean a lot more to you when you're next door to it, is the short answer. I think he's right that every large construction site, sooner or later, some workman is going to leave a box of bolts sitting next to a ledge on a Friday night before a windstorm. Things like that, things are going to happen. The pressure is that in the middle of a building boom like this, where you have a lot of, there's a real shortage of labor and you have contractors bringing on whoever they can, when you have people rushed for time trying to raise floors as fast as they can, are people cutting corners in ways? And the buildings department, through its inspection process on smaller buildings, a process called self-certification, seem to put a lot of trust in architects and engineers over the years. But as they've gone out on these various crackdowns that they've had, they keep finding violations. Operators of high-rise sites, they know that they're subject to random surprise inspections. You'd think that they'd do a better job of keeping that box of bolts away from the edge. But this site was cited for something similar on Friday, for having materials of some sort close to the edge before a weekend where winds were forecast. Now, that had nothing to do with the crane. The mayor's correct about that. But if you live next door to it, give you a pause.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal is at the site of the collapse right now. Hi, Arun. What's the scene at this time?
Hi, Brian. Well, it's amazing now that, you know, traffic has been restored to at least one lane of 2nd Avenue. So you have the cars coming up and down, even as there are all these fire trucks and whatnot who are proceeding with the search and rescue operation. At the same time, on the other side of the street from the where the accident was, you have all these onlookers. A lot of them are actually hard hats, construction workers who have shown up, and they're there to, I think some of them at least who talked to me, they said that they're there to express solidarity, I guess, for the people who were involved in the accident. Some of them actually knew the people and worked with the people who were involved in the accident and were hurt.
I believe that the first four confirmed fatalities were construction workers. Was this fifth person also now announced dead, a construction worker? Do you know?
I don't know. No, I mean, I was speaking to somebody else who was here who said he didn't, I mean, who was here before I showed up, and he said he didn't even see it. I guess the body being taken away. So, I mean, it was kind of hard. At some moments, you have all these trucks which are blocking our view of what's happening at the street level.
And what happens next over there? Are people out of their homes? Are people, we know that some businesses have been destroyed. What about residents?
Well, you do still have some residents who are either holed up with their friends or family, a few who are staying in shelters, I understand it, but that's a small minority. But actually, you have a lot of businesses here on the avenue, which are opening up already. You see people fixing up these cardboard shamrocks to their, you know, the front of their pubs, and you know, it's business as usual already.
All right, WNYC's Arun Venugopal at 51st and 2nd. Can you hear the St. Patrick's Day parade going by three blocks to the west?
No, it's pretty much drowned out by all the activity here. You know, you've got generators and trucks and just crowds and, you know, these big trucks with dumpsters on them, kind of taking all the rubble. And, of course, you can still see, I mean, it's a bright, sunny day now, but you can see still, of course, all the damage. And it's kind of surreal, some of the, you know, when you look inside that area where the townhouse is crushed, you can still see the closet, like this open wardrobe of shirts hanging from the third floor. It's still affixed to the adjacent building. And, you know, it's kind of a bizarre image. You can see it, but and you see into these bedrooms that are exposed, whose, you know, faces were just kind of like torn off, and you know, so it's still this sort of juxtaposition of back to normal as well as these kind of really destructive images.
It's a horrible thing. Arun, thank you very much. And Adam Leisberg from the Daily News, we have 30 seconds. You said an accident like this involving a crane had never happened before. So does it require a policy response?
The buildings department says they're going to look at that. It might. Crane accidents are rare enough that they don't happen in any particular place that often, although London has had several in the last few years. When they happen, they tend to happen during these jumping operations when the cranes actually raise themselves higher. It's a very delicate act that requires carefully balancing things that can weigh 100 to 200 tons.
Adam Leisberg, staff writer for the Daily News, covering the crane collapse and its implications. Thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.